Whether or not President Obama jumps in the Gulf of Mexico, the coast is clear. Surfers enjoyed the waves off Panama City Beach this weekend, and families jumped in the water to take a break from the heat. There are no signs of oil here, even though visitors like Brian Jacks were not sure what they would find when they arrived.
You're expecting to see oil all over the place, and it turns out to be pretty nice.
Jacks came from nearby Alabama to scuba dive at St. Andrews State Park. He is pleased to see clean waters, but he was surprised at the relatively low number of tourists.
You know, normally when we come down here, it's just packed. You can't get into stores, you can't get into a restaurant. There's usually a wait list, and it's been pretty free-flowing. You could tell the economy slowed down a good bit.
Businesses across the Gulf Coast say they are suffering because of the oil leak that started with an explosion of an oil rig on April 20th. BP oil crews capped the leak last month, but tourist numbers are still down for many hotels, restaurants, and other stores. The trip by President Obama, his wife, and younger daughter is intended as a show of support for the struggling region. White House officials hope it shows the rest of the country that the Gulf is safe and open for business. At Treasure Island Marina, Bobby Robinette says his charter boat company and others could use some help to bring in more tourists.
We don't have a problem with oil, but we may have a problem with people thinking there's a problem. That's the biggest thing. So if we get some good publicity, maybe it'll offset some of the bad publicity.
President Obama has made four other trips to the Gulf Coast to review cleanup efforts. First Lady Michelle Obama also visited Panama City Beach last month. Republican critics say the latest trip is merely a photo opportunity that offers little help to the struggling economy. At Treasure Island Seafood Market, fishmonger Joe Brown says it may be too late for the president's trip to change anything. He says sales are way down as there are fewer boats bringing in fresh seafood and fewer tourists to buy it.
Damage is done. There's nothing he can do unless he goes out there and puts a Tyvek suit on and starts cleaning oil up himself.
Too late or not, the president shouldn't leave without tasting local oysters. Hunt's Oyster Bar has been serving oysters nonstop since the oil leak started. Robert Daffin stays busy prying open the shellfish to serve customers.
Our specialty is fresh, cold Apalachicola oysters. Right now they're very salty. Just get them in there, get them open. Make sure there's no shell in them. There you go, nice and salty. No oil there.
Daffin says he has seen the restaurant business go up this year as more tourists came to Panama City Beach to avoid spots that were hard hit by oil. There is plenty left to share, however, including a dozen raw oysters he would offer the president if he came to the restaurant.
Then I would add to that probably a dozen fried shrimp, some fresh gator tail, do that black and two, and always grouper and snapper.
Businesses like Hunt's are happy to have any visitors, not just the president. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Panama City Beach, Florida.